The United Nations mission in South Sudan, or UNMISS, says 258 civilians were abducted by armed groups in Upper Nile State in 2022. The UN alleges that some of the abducted women and girls were subject to sexual violence. The Bishop of Malakal Diocese, Stephen Nyodo, says security forces must address and end human trafficking and child abductions in South Sudan.
People are being treated as goods. The church is saying no. And all of us should open our eyes to this exploitation, to this new slavery. We have in our country some issues of child abduction that should be condemned and brought to an end. This violates human rights, child rights. And we, in uniform and as citizens, we should work hard. The cycle of immoral behaviors should come to an end.
The Commissioner of Police in Upper Nile State, Joseph Mayena Akon, says residents of the town should report abuses to senior police officers.
Let us build a very strong nation with a very strong army, with very strong police.
Let us build a very strong nation with a very strong army, with a very strong police, with very strong prisons, with very strong civilians. A nation like this is a very strong nation. If Sudanese have a problem and have come to us, yeah, they must be respected. If someone goes to your house looking for food, give him food. If you are from custom and you need money, don't take money from vulnerable refugees. Don't tax refugees coming from Sudan.
The police commissioner urges parents to watch their children who could be recruited by gangs that are attacking residents of Malakal. Dan Omar, UNMISS representative in Malakal, says the United Nations peacekeepers are building the capacity of the police to respond to human rights violations.
We have basically embarked on capacity building of the National Police Service. We are building the capacity of the police service regarding issues to do with human rights, integrity, and professionalism. We want to see that our police service is very professional and very accountable to the public they serve.
The governor of Upper Nile State, James Odok Oyai, spoke at the Catholic Church Silver Jubilee. He says security forces should not harm their relationship with civilians in Malakal town.
If you leave the police, you return as a civilian. If you leave the army, you will become civilian. If I leave my position of the governor also, I shall become a civilian. If you destroy your relationship with civilian, you will be a shame among civilians. Offer this protection. It is to the civilian. The khaki was given to you to protect the Republic of South Sudan. And to whom will you offer this protection? It is to the civilian.
Amnesty International's report for March 2024 says South Sudan lacks freedom of expression and access to information, including arbitrary arrest and detention of journalists and civil society activists. For VOA News, I am Amer Ibrahim Kord, reporting from the Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.